USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House is back at it this morning, attempting to pass the massive partisan social spending bill, also known as H.R. 5376. Moments ago in Washington.
Pursuant to House Resolution 8, I informed the House that Ms. Trahan of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts will vote yea on H.R. 5376, the Build Back Better Act.
Madam Speaker, as a member designated by Mr. Fallon, the great state of Texas, I inform the House that Mr. Fallon will vote no on H.R. 5376. As a member designated by Mr. Jackson from the great state of Texas, I inform the House that Mr. Jackson will vote no on H.R. 5376.
The Food and Drug Administration has cleared Moderna and Pfizer COVID-19 boosters for all U.S. adults. Boosters can be used in all individuals now ages 18 and older who have completed a primary vaccination. USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
The investigation of the Astroworld concert tragedy, resulting in many deaths from a crowd surge, may have had more people in attendance than was allowed to be in there.
Officials believe there may have been 12,000 unticketed attendees at a deadly Southeast Texas music festival. The general manager of NRG Park telling Harris County Sports and Convention Cooperation board members on Wednesday, almost 38,000 tickets were scanned for Astroworld. However, Houston firefighters have estimated 50,000 were at the Travis Scott-backed festival earlier this month. 10 people ended up dying and dozens more were hurt when fans pushed toward the stage during the rapper's performance. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As many as 300 vessels from China's maritime militia are now patrolling the waters in the South China Sea. Beijing continues to claim ownership of the disputed waters. Militia tactics have escalated since 2019 when a Chinese vessel collided with a wooden Filipino ship, sinking it. USA Radio News.
Did you know Mike Lindell has over 150 different items on the MyPillow website, and any of them would be great for Christmas gifts for your friends and family? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 after you've explored the MyPillow website. Use that promo code USA and save big on anything in the MyPillow website just for Christmas.
As COVID-19 lockdowns ruin the lives of millions of Americans, one fact is coming to light. The lockdowns did not work, and people continued to get sick and die where lockdowns were forced by government officials. Dr. Scott Atlas was a former White House Coronavirus Task Force member. He tells Fox News the lockdowns failed.
The problem here is that we have people running the pandemic response that are really not the right people. I saw this with my own eyes. The difference between me and the people like Drs. Birx and Fauci, where Drs. Birx and Fauci were bureaucrats. They're in 40 years of a government position. I was a health policy scholar for 15-plus years and 25 years of medicine experience, clinical and research. Their approach was very different. My approach was bringing in scientific papers from all over the world, keeping current on the data, bringing in experts from the entire country in infectious disease, epidemiology, and speaking with these people. Mine was about more information and critical thinking about the information. And unfortunately for the American people, Dr. Birx was in charge of the task force medical side, and the Birx-Fauci lockdowns were transmitted as advice the entire year of 2020, before, during, and after I was there. The governors heard her written advice, every governor. She visited dozens of states giving the lockdown advice, and those lockdowns were implemented. And the problem is those lockdowns failed to stop the dying, they failed to stop the spread of the infection, and they destroyed millions of people.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.